This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Thousands of people around Colorado gathered this weekend to protest the U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade. From the state capitol in Denver to City Hall in Colorado Springs and on the Western Slope, abortion rights advocates like Elise Hoover of Denver were upset.
It's just heartbreaking to think that there are so many women and people in the country who are going to have that right decided by their state.
People who support the Supreme Court's decision say more should be done to further restrict access to abortion. Advocates for LGBTQ rights in Colorado say they're concerned about the future of same-sex marriage following last week's court ruling. Access to abortion and contraception were made state law last spring. Same-sex marriage is not codified into Colorado law. Garrett Royer is with One Colorado. He says the state should look to change that.
I think that it would be preferable to go through statute, but at this point, we need to make sure and guarantee that the protections that LGBTQ folks to marry currently exist and maintain in place in Colorado.
The Colorado Avalanche are this year's winners of the NHL Stanley Cup. They won the championship against Tampa Bay last night. A rally and parade to celebrate is set for Thursday morning in downtown Denver. The latest inductees to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame in Colorado Springs include some of Team USA's best-known names. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Michael Phelps, Mia Hamm, Michelle Kwan, and Colorado's own Lindsey Vonn make up part of the 2022 class of inductees into the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Hall of Fame. Also add Trisha Zorn Hudson to that distinguished list. The Paralympic swimmer is the winningest member of Team USA ever with 55 medals, 41 of them gold. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
And there's more Colorado news at CPR.org.